My next guest this evening, I'm so incredibly proud to have him on this evening as well. He is an author, he's a speaker, and he's an educator, and he's worked in education for over 20 years on all levels, and he's also worked with countless youth and mentor groups over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the Paula G Show, Dr. Ashley B. Hosey. Dr. Hosey.
Hey, Ms. Paula G., how are you?
I'm wonderful. I just have one question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is Reverend Charles in the house?
Hello. How are you?
Reverend Charles is in the house. Okay, so I got to tell the audience, that's a little inside joke. So we, you know, Dr. Hosey and I would have worked together in education, and you know, we used to have this thing going with Reverend Charles. Reverend Charles used to have these sermons that used to enlighten and motivate us during the school day. And every now and then, Reverend Charles would just pop up with a little something for us to keep us rolling. Isn't that right, Dr. Hosey?
That's right. That's right. Got to be entertained.
Got to be entertained. All right, sir. How have you been?
I have been good. I hear that you're under the weather. I'm sorry to hear that you're under the weather.
You shall pass, and, you know, in the world of media, as they say, the show is formed.
Correct. That is correct. But I'm doing good.
But it's good.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're a little distant there.
Okay.
What's going on? Yeah. You're a little distant. Were you in a tunnel?
Trying not to be in a tunnel.
Okay. That's better. We're getting better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That's even better.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
There you go. There you go. All right. So talk to us a little bit about the superhero status, a superhero guide to leadership.
Oh, this is my new project. I'm so excited about it. As you said, I'm an educator, so I'm one of those people who are, I'm always trying to teach somebody something. And what I've learned over the years in educators and trying to educate kids who sometimes want to learn, sometimes they don't want to learn, is trying to find a hook or analogy that kind of brings or breaks down a concept for them. So this idea is about leadership. It's about teaching kids and teaching adults about leadership and research styles, using the analogy of superheroes. Who doesn't love a good superhero? I mean, we got Black Panther coming out. I'm super excited. I got my dashiki. Can't wait to see that. You know, so we got all those things going on. So that's what my book is about, using those lessons for the things that we see in superheroes and using it to teach about leadership.
Wow. You know, I like how you make an observation about the pros and cons of each superhero and their characteristics. Can you speak to a couple of them, a couple of the characteristics of a superhero, the pros of those characteristics and the cons of those characteristics? And you're kind of going in and out a little bit there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, you're
okay.
Good, right there.
Well, in the first part of the book, we talk about the profiles and different types of heroes. Because to read the book, you got to substitute the word hero for leaders and leadership styles for superhero powers and skills. So it's kind of a switch off of words. So some of them are, of course, are the heroes that we know. And, for example, that leader that you work with is just amazing. You can't understand how they figured out those problems, how they came up with a solution. You're just in awe of that person. Well, that's a great characteristic to have as a leader, is to be able to think outside of the box. But sometimes, like, the downside of that is that people can't always follow you because they can't see what you're doing. So you have to learn how to be clear in your vision. And I talk about that a little bit in the book. Emotional superheroes. I don't know the trademark part about using extra hero names, but there are some leaders who show up when their emotion is high, when they're excited, when they're angry, when they're kicked off. You know, that's when you have those people who stand up and they take on a cause and they lead people. But the downside of that is there's not an emotional cause, then where is that leader? Is there strength there? So I try to go through those different types that, I've seen, some that I have been, and look at the pros and the cons of those.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome. And what for you kind of inspired this? Because I love the concept, and I love, you know, the idea of these of this superhero, of equating this leadership style, leadership styles to, the superhero concept.
Well, I've always been fascinated with superheroes. Now it's a thing to be called a nerd or go to Comic-Con. That hadn't always been very popular. Let's not be funny, because it always hasn't been popular, but I've always been that kid that loved the fantasy part of superheroes and people saving the day. And as I grew and I started doing leadership, I realized, hey, this is kind of similar. You sweeping and saving the day. You trying to do the things that other people can't do. So I thought it would be a good analogy and a good vehicle to talk about leadership styles, the good and the bad parts about leadership, because there are some parts that are not so pleasant sometimes.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the flip side, I want to ask you, and don't answer yet, but I want to ask, if you feel there is such a thing as a split personality superhero, someone who possesses characteristics of different superheroes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with Dr. Ashley B. Hosey, author of Superhero Status, A Superhero Guide to Leadership. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the flip side, we will continue our conversation. This is the Paula G. Show on Survival Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. And we are back. This is the Paula G. Show on Survival Radio Network. And we are having a conversation with Dr. Ashley B. Hosey. And we're talking about his book, Superhero Status, A Superhero Guide to Leadership. And it's a great read. I've read through the book, and it's a great read. And I just love how he equates leadership style. He makes a parallel between leadership styles and superheroes. So we are going to continue this conversation. And right before the break, Ashley, I was asking you, is there such a thing as a split personality superhero?
Well, yes, ma'am. I have to say that there would be such a thing. I think we've all worked for that person who's led us that some days they're one way and some days they're others. So I think that might lead to, if I was going to conjecture and I was going to add this part to my book, that might be the superhero that might be a little inconsistent in their practices, in their demeanor, and to the, in the things that they do. Because I'm going to be honest, we work for people like that. You know, they're inconsistent.
Yes, Lord.
and it's frustrating. So that type of person, you know, would be difficult to work with and sometimes difficult to follow. So
yes.
I think you can have a split personality superhero.
Yes. Would you say there are certain superheroes who are more suited for certain jobs?
I do. I really believe so because we have different situations. We all have different missions. If we're a leader, we work in different cities. You know, some heroes may not do well in Gotham City. Some people need to be in the sun of Metropolis. And from the places I've worked and the different jobs I've done, I know that it takes certain superheroes to do certain jobs. So I do believe that, you know, depending on the job, what hero needs to show up is important. So that's why you need to know your superhero profile. You need to know what are your superhero skills. And most important, you need to know what's in your utility belt before you start leading anybody. So.
All right, now, y'all heard that. You need to know what's in your own utility belt before
you can
lead anyone. I love that. Now, an emotional superhero can take emotions that hinder others and turn them into fuel for power.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's look at some of the things we see in our society today. A lot of people can take pain. They can take things that have hurt and wronged them and turn it into a movement. We see this all the time in our society, where if we go back in history, it's the civil rights movement, whether it's going now with Black Lives Matter or any other movement where someone's been hurt or wronged, some people just take the pain and go home and they're upset at their house. Some people take that pain and anguish and turn it into engine and fuel to lead and start movements and to make change. So those heroes are so important because they can take that emotion, they can take that pain, they can take that disappointment and turn it around and use it to build on.
Wow, because you write that the emotion trigger for this superhero does not come from within the superhero, but most often comes from the people and situations around them.
That is correct. Wow. And when sometimes we know, let me just break it down and be real, sometimes we have that person in our inner circle that it takes something to get them kind of hyped up until they don't do anything until something happens and they get triggered and get agitated and then they take over the situation. So sometimes the weakness of that type of person that you got to have that external trigger. And if it's not an external trigger, they're not so much inactive. They're not so much doing things. They're not so much marching or doing protesting signs. That's the problem with sometimes with protesting and those movements. That as the emotion dies, people disappear. They disappear because it's no longer, you know, right in their face anymore. And that's I think the hard part about movement sometimes, keeping people engaged. So
right, because I like how you've put it here. You state that if the superhero is engaged in battle and focused on the mission, emergency, or the source of the irritation, their power is engaged. Once the mission is achieved and the focus is gone, so is their power. Wow.
That's one of those that, you know, if you can learn to control that and force it and use it, it's just that leadership in time of emergencies, leadership in times of crisis, leadership in times of discord. Those people show up in that time, but do they stay around once the problem has been solved and everything goes back to normal? You know, people who've been boycotting the NFL and, you know, doing those things, they were all engaged, but then once the season started and the team started winning and,
you know, we were having tailgate parties, then some of the activism kind of went to the side.
Right. And you know, we're speaking on this, but we're just scratching the surface of these superheroes in reading the book. And of course, Ashley's going to share with us how you can obtain a copy of the book, but reading the book really delves into the character of each superhero and the layers, because there are a lot of layers. You know, we're discussing some of the characteristics, but there are also a lot of layers to, you know, each of these, you know, each of the superheroes. And then you've got the super speed.
Oh, we got the
superpowers. Is that what we were just talking about?
Yeah. Well, every superhero has to have superpowers. So, using the book as an analogy, as I could say, when you see superhero, you substitute the word leader. But when you talk about superpowers, I'm not talking about you flying or that you run the fast. I'm talking about the skill that leader has, the talent that they have, because different leaders have different talents. For example, you mentioned the super speed. That's the ability to do things quickly and fast and process those things. And we know people like that. They get things done fast. They get them done quick. And you're just wondering, how did they process all that information that quick and that fast? That's a super. That's a superpower. You know, being able to see things a distance off. That's that supervision. Get it, supervision. Be able to see things that other people hadn't seen yet. That's a superpower. Some leaders have that. They can see things far out and plan and make plans for those things before anybody else even know it's there. You know, being able to hear. Super hearing is also super listening. A lot of leaders have that talent of being able to not only hear what is being said, but to understand it and to really hear the problems and listen to people talk and find out and resolve conflicts, because I can hear what you're saying. I'm listening to what you're saying. We've all worked for leaders who can't do that. We've all been in that position of people who don't listen. They heard you, but they didn't really listen to what you said. So that's the profile, that's the powers that I tried to talk a little bit about, just those different things and talents that I've seen leaders have. Sometimes you have all of them. Sometimes you may have one more than the other. Sometimes it depends on the how long you've been in the game and where you are as your powers grow.
Right. And I like how you also mentioned in there, there's a difference between listening and hearing someone. You know, you hear someone versus listening to someone. There definitely is a difference in that. Are the superpowers that are gender specific or dominant?
Oh, I did not even talk about that, Ms. Paul. I'm not going to say that. No, I am not going to say that. I think it's based upon the person. I think it's based upon who they are, where they are, and their skills they've learned. So, no, I didn't say that in the book, and I will not say that.
Touch on that.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Wait
you're
a minute.
Not going to get me in trouble, Ms.
Wait
Paul.
Wait a minute now.
No, ma'am.
You can't
no,
give
ma'am.
Us
it's
one.
Equal opportunity superheroes out here. No, ma'am.
You can't even suggest maybe just one that might, you know, be gender specific.
No, ma'am, these are not gender specific. This is equal opportunity superhero superpowers. You know, no capes and skirts. Everybody can put on the cape.
That is a politically correct, safe answer. I imagine.
But it's true. It's true. It's true. So.
Yeah. Talk to us about the villains.
Well, everybody has a villain. Everybody in every work spot has somebody that makes their life difficult. And to me, the villains are not necessarily that particular person. It's just the people who stand in the way of your mission. That's what a villain is. And I go through this. You think of cartoons, you think of superheroes. There are different types of villains and different things that they do, but the main thing is they're in between you and your mission. I think in the work spot as a principal, I deal a lot with phantom villains. That's my favorite villain to talk about. That's the one that throws the rock and hides the hand. The one that you don't see, but you have an influence. It's a lot of stuff getting stirred up, a lot of things happen, but you just can't see them because they're in the shadows a lot. That's the most dangerous villain to me, because they never are the ones you see. It's always two or three other people, and then you eventually trace it back and realize it's somebody else behind all this negativity. There's somebody else behind all these things going on. It's self-sabotage in our building or whatever. So that's one of my favorites. But a lot of the heroes in here are just taken from Saturday morning cartoons and things, my experience in leadership. But a lot of them, if you look at the villains, I try to put in there ways that you convert villains, because I think there are times, because you're dealing with people and you get your mission, if you find out what's behind that person, there's some people that you can convert and make them allies. For example, there's a villain that I talk about here, the one that's under a bad influence. We all know those people. They're great people. They're good people, but they have somebody that's giving them bad advice.
Right.
They're hanging out with the wrong types of people. And once you separate them from that bad influence, they can be a superhero in their own right and be an ally. So as I talk about those chapters, I talk about the villains and the people who stand in the way, intentionally or unintentionally, of the mission that you're trying to accomplish, and how to find them, how to spot them, and how to defeat them if necessary.
So, go ahead, love.
I said, I hope that kind of explained that there.
Oh, it did. It did. Now, you know, we remember our Saturday morning cartoon superheroes, and, you know, each of them, you know, we had Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman. And then we had Batman, who off the top of my head can't think of.
Bruce Wayne.
You go, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne. So, depending on how you looked at it, either Bruce Wayne or Batman was a secret identity. Do all of our superheroes have a secret identity?
I think it's very important if you're going to be a leader. And you're going to be a superhero that you have a secret identity. One of the things I put in the book, because I thought about it, if I'm writing a book from the perspective of superheroes, there have got to be lessons that superheroes have learned and have to abide by to be successful. And it's the same thing with leaders, and it's called The Superhero's Lessons for Life, and that's a chapter in here. And one of the number one lessons in here is that you have to have a secret identity, because nobody can be a superhero 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You need balance in your life. So you have to have that superhero, that secret identity, so you can get away from it just a little bit, just for a little time, so you can rest, come up with a new strategy, at least put your feet up for a little while, so you can come back and do a better job. But every superhero has to have that super identity, that ability, that leader to turn it off for a little bit, to focus on the things that make you who you are, to get that rest, relaxation, to get that meditation, and then come back to the job, because if you don't, you burn out.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm kind of sitting here and I'm listening to you and I'm reflecting on another book that you wrote previously. And
yes,
if you will allow me, we've some quotes that you have in this book. Every man has his secret sorrows, which the world knows not. And oftentimes we call a man cold when he is only sad. And that was one of the quotes that you had in your previous book, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And then another one, if you are patient in one moment of anger, you will avoid 100 days of sorrow, a Chinese proverb. And I know somebody in Washington probably could use that quote right there.
Yes, ma'am. A couple of people up there.
Yes, yes. But a previous book that Dr. Hosey has written, entitled The Warrior's Psalms, which I think was a beautiful collection, you know, as well. Can listeners still obtain a copy of this as well?
Actually, that was my first book. That's my first attempt in. And actually, it's not in publication right now, but my thought has always been to go back to that book. Because I did it when I was young. And if you look at it, you know, when you're young, it had everything. It had poems in it. It had quotes. It had short stories. And sometimes it came together, but I always looked at it as I want to come back to it because I learned a lot. My network at the time, I called them my hustle partners. I was the first one out of them to publish the book, so to self-publish it, so we all learned lessons from me. And so the next person that did theirs got a little bit better, but I always wanted to come back to that book. And I think I may actually go back into it and re-release it now that I know a little bit more about publishing and I'm working with some different people.
It actually found its
audience a lot with teenagers. I didn't realize that's where it found its audience. A lot of the students that I worked with over the years, because I had the book, and, you know, they get it and pick it up and read it. They actually related a lot to it. And so I'm saying I'm going to go back to it. I don't know when, but I know it's on the list. I'm going to try to get that one back out. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
'Cause that was my first. That was my first attempt, the one I love. That's my baby.
And I love this, the wisdom of the warrior. You got the six lessons of fire. The first one, fire is always hot, never
cool or warm,
and it always burns.
Yes, ma'am.
Love it.
Stuff back then. I was young. I had fire in my belly.
Wisdom of the warrior.
Yes, ma'am. I was fighting the battles.
So share with the audience how they can reach out, purchase your books, your website information, social media information, all of that.
Yes, ma'am. The book is available now on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase the hard copy, or you can also get it on Kindle. You can also go to the Barnes & Noble site, and you can purchase it there online. But also you can go to my website, which is www.drhoseyleads.com. And on my website, you see all my social media. You can contact me through email, but I'm always on Twitter, at Twitter. My hashtag is Dr. A.B. Hosey. On Instagram, it's Dr. A. Hosey. And you can see pictures as I go along my daily routine. You can see my tweets when I put out my motivation. And I also have a Facebook page, Dr. Hosey Leads, on Facebook.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And
thank
you
for having me.
Absolutely. And this is just part one of part two.
Yes, ma'am. I hope I get to come back. I enjoyed the tunes. I thought he was going to lead me in with, you know, Dripping in Finesse by Bruno Mars. You know, that's what I thought my intro was going to be. But I love the songs that you had, too. So
well, we'll make sure we make a note of that and accommodate you next time, ladies and gentlemen.
I appreciate it.
Dr. Ashley B. Hosey, www.drhosey.com. You can check him out and check out his
Dr.
work.
DrHoseyLeads.com.
Dr. Hosey Leads. Thank you, love.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you are listening live, you can also go back and listen to our archive episodes. www.thepaulagshow.com. You can just scroll to the appropriate episode, listen to us on podcast. Stitcher.com. I encourage you to go back and listen to this episode. Tune in radio. Also, Spreaker Radio, and you can find some episodes on SoundCloud as well. Don't forget to tune in late night Real Estate Talk with Ramon Tukes and Julia Standard in about 30 minutes from 10 to 11 o'clock. Also, my good friend Joyce White over on Survival Radio Christian Network, Tuesday evenings at 7, tuning in. And remember, the greatest conversation you will ever have is the one that takes place in between your ears, because it will affect your daily life and ultimately your destiny. What are you speaking to yourself? What is your I am? I leave you this evening with Jay-Z's Izzo. Until next time.
you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my husband and kids just gave me an executive order. Stylish new outfits now. Where do I go?
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store-wide during Old Navy's big President's Day sale.
Up to 50% off store-wide? I won't veto that.
Old Navy's fashion-forward jeans start at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids, and colorful fleece starts at just $15 for adults, $12 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But hurry, the sale ends soon.
Well, just call me Shopper-in-Chief. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 212 through 220. Select styles only. You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my husband and kids just gave me an executive order. Stylish new outfits now. Where do I go?
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store-wide during Old Navy's big President's Day sale.
Up to 50% off store-wide? I won't veto that.
Old Navy's fashion-forward jeans start at just $15 for adults, $10 for kids, and colorful fleece starts at just $15 for adults, $12 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But hurry, the sale ends soon.
Well, just call me Shopper-in-Chief. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 212 through 220. Select styles only.